This is NHL Radio.
Welcome back to NHL Live in New York City. Rob Simpson and Sam Rosen with you. Greg Ballinger helping to run, taking care of his, not helping. You actually are kind of running things, aren't you? Came to the show, drove his dune buggy over today. And Brian Monzo, who's pushing
We dragged him off the beach. He went to the beach after the show yesterday.
He went to the beach. He's in a dune buggy. It's crazy. These guys are living large, Sam. Us, we have to talk.
We got
to
work for a living.
They just live large. JR is on the phone here. Jeremy Roenick joins us. Good morning to you, I do believe.
Hey, Rob. Good morning, guys. Hi, Sam.
How are you, JR?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
God, you look really good out
there. Oh, listen
to you guys. You guys both look great.
Oh, yeah. How about this hockey action? Are we loving it?
Well, I think it sucks because I'm not playing. But
that's true.
With the exception of that, I think the NHL playoffs, again, have come through and shown people why the National Hockey League and is the best in all of sports. And our game is the best in all of sports. It's been fantastic to watch.
I think one of the biggest disappointments as a hockey fan, JR, is that the Sharks got knocked out in the first round. I think the expectations were so high. Have you been able to put your finger on what happened?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can point to reasons. I think making excuses is not the deal right now. I think it's just up to us as players to look ourselves in the mirror and to realize that we didn't step up our game. Obviously, we were playing a great team that was playing playoff hockey for a month and a half before they got into playoffs, and they played fantastic, and their goaltender was even more than fantastic. I think for our team, what we had a problem with is all year we went through the season without any bumps, without any really difficult situations, and we didn't have to really pressure ourselves to raise our game and to push our level higher. And when you come to playoffs, as well as you know, your game has to step up two or three notches, and your physicalness has to step up, and overall you have to push harder. And I don't think we were prepared the right way to do that because all year we didn't have to test ourselves, and that hurt us.
Hey, we talk about how great the games have been, and the ratings have been very good against some of these dancing and singing shows. And we were wondering, since there has been, football players, I don't know if there's been, I don't watch them, is maybe a baseball player or something. Any chance that JR makes the move, gets slides into the roster for a little dancing deal?
Well, that Dancing with the Stars has been an option for me.
Really?
I've actually been asked to go down there and do a kind of a dress rehearsal sort of deal.
Do you get to wear sequins? Or?
No, that's just total leotard. Total leotard. It's just it actually suits my prominent seat even better. So, just so the Dancing with the Stars opportunity is there for me from the last season. I don't know what season goes on or what happens next year, but it's definitely a chance. I can shake it, guys. I know you.
You got the moves. You got the moves. No doubt about that. That's great. So when he's finally giving up hockey, he's going to Dancing with the Stars. So we got the scoop on that. Now, what about next season for you? What's up?
I don't know. I'm taking it day by day. I have a couple meetings here with the general manager, with Doug Wilson, who is a very good friend of mine, and I respect everything he says to me and his opinion, and we'll talk it over what the future lies for me playing again, and I'm going to keep my options open. I feel really good. My body's still in really good shape, so I'm not counting anything out, and I'm not saying I'm doing anything yet, but it's going to be really hard to leave these boys, and it'll be especially hard to go out leaving the way that we finished. That's just unacceptable to me, and that's going to be a driving force this summer.
But you want to play another season?
Right now I'm leaning that way. I'm not going to say whether it's going to happen or not because I'm not going to step on Doug Wilson's toes. He's got to make a lot of decisions around this locker room and what he wants and what he needs. And hopefully through our talks this week, I'm part of them, but I can't assume anything. I'm going to have to work hard and, again, fulfill his trust, and hopefully that happens.
Mike Modano's coming back for a 20th season in Dallas. Is that something, when you see a guy like him coming back in a different kind of role? He's not the same player that he was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and neither are you. Can you come back as a different type of player?
Well, I had to do that 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I mean, I've already gone through that transition. Mike's about 3 years behind me in making that transition, and deservedly so. His talent is probably, in my opinion, one of the best five talents in all the world, and has been for many years. So he's got that ability to do it, and I think he's gone injury-free pretty much throughout his career, and that's helping him too. But to to accept a lesser role is a mental thing, and he seems to be doing okay with it. I know he was frustrated a little bit the last season, and when he relinquished the captaincy a couple years ago. So he's been in that role, I think, already of bringing down his expectations for the team, and still has to be a leader though. And I'll tell you, it's hard mentally, and I've had to do it, and I've thrived in that role actually. I've really enjoyed it, and when the body gets to be 40. Those 18, 19 minutes seem to diminish very quickly. The 11 and 12 minutes seem to suit our fancy a little bit more.
Hey, JR, now when you make that decision or find out what you're doing, are you going to give us the exclusive, or are you going to post it first on www.roenicklife.com? Gratuitous plug.
Well, I'm going to have to put headlines on roenicklife.com. I'm going to have to give my... you know, my website a little plug and say that I gave the exclusive out there on my own site. So, but then I'll call you guys and then we'll move from there.
Sounds good. Can you relate to Patrick Kane in Chicago? You were the young star back in the late 80s, early 90s in Chicago and going into the playoffs. Can you relate what he's going through?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, when I watch these two kids and you know, it's funny, I heard you guys mention earlier when you refer to those two, it's not one at a time. It's Kane and Taves, and it's true. But they're both such dynamic superstars and two different type of players that I think is nice that Chicago gets to watch two different types of players. But those two guys have the ability to absolutely run that town right now because it is a hockey town. I can't imagine what it's like for them to walk around town with the excitement of the playoffs, making it to the conference finals, them having the seasons that they've been having. I know what it was like for me back in the late 80s, early 90s, and what it was like when I went into a restaurant or when I walked down the street. It's still like that for me now. I can't imagine what it's like for them at their age. So I'm sure they're having the time of their lives, but they have to make sure that they realize that a lot of expectations are there for them now, and that consistency has to keep up for a long time, especially in Chicago, because they are hard fans and they do deserve and expect a lot.
And unfortunately, JR, you also have to relive a little something here with the Wings winning an OT last night. They're up 2-0, and I know you're pulling for the Blackhawks because you're the team and organization still close to your heart, but you went through this in 95 conference final. They won 3 overtime games against you guys.
Yeah, you know, you don't like to bring back memories like that, that's for sure, but I am pulling for the Hawks in a big way right now. I think that city deserves it. I think Rocky Wirtz deserves it for what he's done, John McDonough, what he's done for that team, and for what the fans have put up with for the last 10 or 12 years. This is a team that I hope has a little destiny in front of them, and I'll be rooting for them, but it's going to be interesting. Detroit's already won their share of cups. I want somebody else to win it.
Wants new blood in there. JR, you've been a big, big contributor to USA Hockey. What do you see the U.S. Olympic team looking like next year?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. From what I hear, I hear the team played very well in the World Championships. The youth of the team is going to be really good. We went through a transition period there where myself, Medano, Tkachuk, Leach, I think we got USA Hockey on the map. And these next stars are actually might be just as good, if not better, than the group that really started it. If you look at some of the talent, I mean, some of the guys I didn't even know were U.S. guys that I heard were over in the World Championships, and I'm like, wow, this team, they have a great little young hockey team. So I think they're going to be gritty. I think they're going to be talented, and I think they're going to push really hard for a medal in Vancouver. I think they are poised. I think Ron Wilson is a great coach. He'll really help that team with their youth, and I expect big things from them.
Hey, quick question about your brother, Trevor. I recall him from minor league hockey about a decade ago. What's Trevor up to?
Well, I'll tell you, my brother has had an interesting life. He's played in pretty much every professional hockey league in the world, from from the West Coast Hockey League to the East Coast Hockey League to the European League to the English League, and actually played AHL and played a quick stint in the NHL. So he's doing he broke his leg twice. Now he's a medical sales and has 3 kids and lives in Portland, Maine, and having a great life.
Is he on your website also?
Not yet, but he's been killing me to get him on there. I said, you got to do something special to get on there, so you better do something quick.
What kind of stuff do we see, like, you know, this time of year on roenicklife.com? And what are you talking? Are you breaking down the playoffs? Are you filling us in on private stuff? What's going on there?
No, not yet. I think I've been in too much mourning to really get keep up on hockey lately. I've been pretty mad and upset that we've been knocked out, and I really have been slow on the website. I'm in the midst of doing some of my my raffles that I've had on there, you know, lunch raffles, meeting a lot of fans, answering a lot of emails, and really trying to stay close to my fans. They've been really, really supportive of me and asking me to come back to play another year. So I've been trying to make sure I give my attention to the people that take the time to write into me.
JR, you spent time in Phoenix. Is it viable there? What do you think is gonna unfold in that Phoenix situation?
Well, it really disappoints me, to tell you the truth. Phoenix is very close to my heart. It's I have a home there. I've had a home there for 13 years. The people are fantastic. The area is great, and I really do feel there are a lot of hockey fans. I think it was a big mistake when Scottsdale and the team decided not to put the rink in Scottsdale in Los Arcos area, and then they moved it way out to Glendale, which is a good hour hike if you're living in Mesa or Chandler or you know some of the areas in Scottsdale, and that's where the majority of the hockey fans live, and it's a tough commute out there. When you have a team that has struggled to make the playoffs year after year, it's a really hard sell to get that core hockey group that lives on the east side of the Phoenix area to trek across the city to get there. So it's really unfortunate because it is a great area. It's a great team. I have a lot of friends there, and I wish the best for them. I hope it works, but I don't see how they can survive being so far out with the tickets as much as they are these days. And you know, with the economy going the way it is, I really hope big things for them. I really do, but I have a big question mark.
JR, NHL Live contributor. We look forward to checking back in with you hopefully next week as well. And your Hawks aren't dead yet. They get home ice now, so they can even things up.
Well, they got a lot of gritty guys, I'll tell you that. They've played Detroit well all year, and I look forward to watching the next couple games. And let's hope they can pull it off. Chicago deserves it.
At least one more year as a player, then Dancing with the Stars, and then your broadcasting career can take off.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I hope I can come join you one of these days.
I'll be around waiting for you, buddy.
You're the best. Say hi to your son for me, will you?
Thank you.
Okay.
See you, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
For more podcasts, check out NHL.com. This is NHL Radio.